quererte y no lo dejaré. Deslizar en recuerdos quietos y en balas rasantes que matan.
A wonderful week. This is Mia Rose with Entre Caníbales, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, welcome back. Hope you've had a wonderful day. It's pretty chilly today, but not as chilly as it was this weekend when we had our snowstorm, which was, I think, kind of barely a snowstorm. They canceled work for me over the weekend. I teach weekend classes at the Museum of Fine Arts, and I got a little sad because I wasn't going to be able to see the kids that I teach, but I also will not see them next week because it's a holiday, that Monday, which means I see them in the week after, so it's gonna be a long time before I see them again, and I miss them. They're all so cute. They're 8 to 10 years old. I love them. No, they're 6 to 8 years old. Oh my gosh, I've worked with so many groups. I worked with 5 to 7, 9 to 11. I've worked with so many groups that I don't know which one's which. They're all very sassy is all I know. Anyways, welcome back. Today's show was kind of put together last minute. I feel like last week was yesterday. Like last Tuesday was yesterday. Just time is going by extremely fast, and I was talking about it with my dad earlier, and I just can't believe that it's another week and the year is over. Basically, I feel like I say that every show, but it does really feel like the semester is already flying by. There's so many things happening all at the same time, and I can imagine that for those listening who are also at school, I can imagine that it might be a little stressful too. Like, I know some people that already have midterms going on. We're not even midterm. I don't know. It's a little absurd, I'll say, because it is only the second week of February. Yeah. So, I guess in conclusion, today's show is it's going to be very chill. I'm not going to talk too much. I feel like just listening to some music and playing some music for y'all. We're going to be listening to a lot of indie rock or soft rock, indie pop. A lot of bands from Spain. Then we're going to transition to a little bit of a more upbeat tempo towards the end of the show. Just because I really want to listen to some of these songs on the air. We got some music by Margarita Siempre Viva. This is Cora. Then we got some Diamante Negro. Quemarlo Todo Por Error. So many different little things going on that I'm excited to play. So yeah, let's listen to a little bit and maybe I'll pop back and talk a little bit more later. Bye. Sembrar sin luego pedir perdón por todo lo que brota fuera de tu.
Estabas fondo. Tú me usas, solo tenía que decir y veremos. Si yo a ti dame un minuto, te daba un sí, dame una noche entera para mí. Tú me usas, solo tenía que decir y veremos. Si yo a ti dame un minuto, te daba un sí, dame una noche entera para mí.
Están las cosas ahora. Si no lo
extrañarte.
Fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. You can help the American Red Cross save lives in our community. Volunteer with the Home Fire Prevention Campaign and help us reduce fire deaths and injuries. We can't do it without your help. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today. I guess I mention it because things are happening in the world, as we know in the news. So, I don't know, helping out as much as possible is always awesome. I don't know. I don't have too much to say. I finished watching Twin Peaks officially after like a year and a half of watching it. I've taken so many breaks because I was watching with Charlie, and most of the time I didn't really want to watch it without him. Well, all the time I didn't want to watch it without him. So we just took a year and almost a year and a half watching it. No, I'd say a year. I think so. But we finished it, well, I finished it last night. Charlie finished it again last night. And yeah, it's definitely, I'm still thinking about it. I guess I mentioned it because I'm still thinking about it. It's so good. If you haven't seen Twin Peaks, it's so, 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 so good. You gotta watch it. Season 1, season 2, then the movie, then the return of, which is season 3. Guys, it's good. If you like David Lynch, if you've seen David Lynch films before, Twin Peaks is a must-see. It's a whole experience and a really cool world to dive into. At least it's gotten me thinking a lot about my work and like the nuances of my work and the weird things that I like to incorporate in my work and my practice. So, yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot lately anyway, so it's just really cool to kind of have that in the back burner and just always go back and reference things. Like, I realize that I reference a lot of movies, and not necessarily movies, but just pop culture in my work, and knowing, or at least, like, seeing these weird films and shows, it's very inspiring. Even if it isn't directly connected to my work, it's cool to I don't know where I'm going with this, but I guess I just wanted to say that it's cool to reference things even though they have nothing to do with my practice. Like, I was talking to my professor yesterday and she was like, it's always important to, yeah, reference artists that you like and have a personal kind of connection to, I guess, with their work. But it's also really, really cool when you reference, like, out-of-pocket things. So I guess I'm trying to watch more weird things that can influence the way that I make work. Yeah, I've been making a lot of work lately. A lot of exciting things happening and going on. I'll be sure to share events when they will happen, because a lot of exciting things going on. What else? I did want to say something else. Maybe I'll come back to it. We still got some time. We still got about less than half. We got 24 minutes left, 23 minutes left. So I'll probably see you guys in a bit. See if I remember what I was thinking about.
A perderte porque tengo miedo y esa es la verdad. Es imposible a ti mentirte, es que no sé si volverá el miedo a que tú estés con alguien más. Algo difícil de aceptar. Thank you.
barco de papel, como el piso del motel, que se sentía tan frío, igual que tus caprichos. Me duele la cabeza, esperando una respuesta.
De tu ausencia que cortó adelante con el filo de la soledad. Voy pensando errante al borde de la soledad, alzando así las manos, me requisan otras manos, pienso en ti. La botella en mi cabeza se rompió. Las consecuencias de una mala explicación. El sermón tras bambalinas me agotó. Sabes bien que no le lamento el tiempo. Camino siempre es corto al desistir.
Yeah.
a las pastillas y a tus frases de cajón. Las traiciones, reacciones al calor. Sabes bien que el borde del lamento se ve el tiempo que perdí. El camino siempre es corto al desistir. Dicen que al final tú eres feliz. Como el sol, pero sentimos el calor de un casual encuentro sin razón. Cambiaba el color, las agujas del reloj y la distancia que había entre los dos. Temblabas de placer cuando el mar besó tus pies. Y tu vestido blanco escondió el dolor. Ahora no tratemos de comprender antes que volvamos a caer. Jugamos sin saber de trampas ni desdén. Encanto inocente de tu piel. Ya venía el amanecer, prometiste no temer ni jamás olvidar el nuevo ayer.
Hi everyone. I remembered what I was going to mention. I've had the Kendrick halftime show on my mind a lot, and I thought it was really cool and very powerful, and I won't go any further than that because I don't want to cause anything at all, but just wanted to mention that I thought it was really, really cool. At first, I was like, oh, you know, it's not too much of a spectacular compared to other halftime performances. I think that some halftime performances are like, wow, like, I'm not a big fan of Shakira or J-Lo, but that performance was just like, you know, shiny, shiny everywhere. But this one, after watching it a couple of times after Sunday, I watched it a couple times yesterday and maybe a couple today. It's just, it says a lot and it's super impactful and well needed, I do think. Also, Severance is great. If you haven't seen Severance, it's not for everyone, I'll say, but if you haven't seen Severance, I highly, highly, highly recommend to watch it. That is also another one of those shows that I have, like, kept in the back of my mind while I make work. Yeah, I guess my art has been on my mind a lot. I won't talk about it too much because maybe it's not... I don't know. I've been having a lot of interviews for things, and it's just, I haven't stopped thinking about my work and who I make work for aside from myself. So yeah, that's what's been on my mind. I just wanted to mention those couple things, but I'll be back in a couple minutes to say goodbye. Another thing that has been on my mind. Y'all remember Nyan Cat? That was awesome. I just re-downloaded it, because why not? And it's an awesome game. I used to love it, and I still love it. And I was just playing a little bit. But I come back to say goodbye. And I will have a much more organized show next week. I will come back with a theme. Once again, I'm telling you, this week just went by unbelievably fast, and oof, it's crazy, guys. And I know that some of y'all might be feeling it, but almost the end of the year, you know, we got this. For those of y'all who are also graduating, we got this. It's exciting, it's scary, but it's really exciting. At least for me, the unknown is obviously scary, but it's at the same time very exciting, so... So yeah, I hope that you are all having a wonderful afternoon, and see you all next week. This has been Mia Rose with Entre Caníbales, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. See you all next week.
No tenemos miedo. Tomemos el aire que brilla.
makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel